NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. A gentle start to our new hour of classical music with a famous piece for violin by Gabriel Fauré, his Berceuse, or Lullaby, for violin, played by Anne-Sophia Mutter and the Vienna Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues as we enter Monday afternoon time with another violin showpiece just around the corner when Robert McDuffie joins the Atlanta Symphony for Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto. That plus another French piece of the Baroque time with a short sonata called The Sultan by François Couperin, all in just a bit. In our next recording, Morton Gould is conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra with music written in 1948. Gould's own music then, a three-movement dance suite. We've got Philharmonic Waltzes for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Some fun music by Morton Gould that he put together in 1948, his Philharmonic Waltzes. And we listen to Morton Gould leading the London Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 12:22, and in just a little over 10 minutes we'll bring you another American classic, Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto, still to come on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Right now on the KU campus, it's about 70 degrees, warming up to about 74 today, and a breezy afternoon as well, winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, breezy, lows in the mid-40s, and tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and a high in the mid-60s. Next, we'll head back to the Baroque time to enjoy a suite by François Couperin, a sonata that was written in honor of the wife of the Turkish Sultan. We'll hear La Sultane with the members of Musica Antiqua Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. A French sonata known as La Sultane, composed in 1695 by François Couperin, and performed today by members of Musica Antiqua Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. 12:35 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News, with more classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's almost here, it's just around the corner. Friday is Live Day at Kansas Public Radio. This year we're presenting a free evening concert at the Lawrence Public Library, where violinist Destiny Ann Mermegan and friends will play some haunting Halloween sounds. It'll be on Friday on KPR, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. See the full Live Day schedule at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Next we have an American Violin Concerto, Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto, something that he started writing in 1939. He wrote it specifically for a young violin prodigy at the Curtis Institute of Music, a fellow named Iso Briselli. Barber was in Switzerland at the time when he started writing the work, and through correspondence, sniped back and forth with Briselli over a course of about a year, getting the work exactly right, and it was completed in 1940. Today we'll hear violinist Robert McDuffie with the Atlanta Symphony led by Yoel Levy, Barber's Violin Concerto on Kansas Public Radio. The Violin Concerto of Samuel Barber, completed in 1940. Performed today by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Yoel Levy, along with violinist Robert McDuffie, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us music about seasons other than the one that we're in, Beethoven's Spring Violin Sonata, and something called the Summer Concerto by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, all just ahead on a Monday afternoon. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live our news.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm, arm.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There, the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, led by Andras Lenard, with music by French composer Léo Delibes, Airs of Dance from the opera Lakmé, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues on a Monday afternoon. Some violin showpieces a bit later. Mikhail Ovrutsky and the Orchestra of Castile and León, with a summer concerto by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. We've got that and more still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Here's a little music from Beethoven next, with music illustrating a season that we're not currently in. He wrote this in 1801, his fifth violin sonata, which is known as the Spring Violin Sonata. Not a name that Beethoven chose for the piece himself, but was appended after Beethoven's death, perhaps because of the piece's sunny character. Violinist Gidon Kremer and Marta Argerich at the piano give us the performance next on KPR. From Beethoven, his Spring Violin Sonata No. 5 in F Major, completed in 1801, and played by violinist Gideon Kremer and Marta Argerich at piano, today on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:36. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour, and, of course, classical music until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR's annual Live Day broadcast is just around the corner. It'll be happening on Friday, and as part of the event, we're presenting a special free Halloween concert with violinist Destiny and Mermegan and friends. The evening concert is at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library Auditorium, part of an entire day of live classical music, which gets going on Friday morning at 9 a.m. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, a musical by William Finn, October 24th through November 2nd, Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. We're joined now by the Orchestra of Castile and León, with conductor Max Bogardo Dorman and violinist Mikhail Ovrutsky, with a concerto, a Spanish concerto written in 1943 by Joaquin Rodrigo. Here's the Summer Concerto on Kansas Public Radio. the Concierto de Estío, or the Summer Concerto, by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, written in 1943, and played today by the Orchestra of Castile and León, and violinist Mikhail Ovrutsky, conducted by Max Bergardo Dorman, on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, the next hour of classical music has other violin showpieces, such as a French violin concerto work by Edouard Lalot. In addition to that, Benjamin Britten's Gloriana Dances and music by Brahms, all just ahead. This month's KBR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. More at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
HiKPRFriend.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with Brahms in the 2 p.m. hour, and another visit from the London Symphony, conducted here by Antal Doradi, with Hungarian Dance No. 20 in E minor from Brahms on Kansas Public Radio. A little more classical music for a Monday afternoon is on the way, and I'm Jeff Watson. Another deep dive into violin showpieces this hour a bit later with Sergei Prokofiev's five famous violin and piano melodies. And then, a violin concerto by French composer Edouard Lalot. Stay with us for those wonderful offerings here on Kansas Public Radio. Now, we aren't quite done with the London Symphony just yet. Our next recording is of them under conductor Stuart Bedford, with music on display from Benjamin Britten, and a few famous dance episodes from his famous opera of 1943 called Gloriana. It was written for the celebrations of the coronation of the late Queen Elizabeth and featured music all about the life of the 16th century Queen Elizabeth I. From this opera, we've got the famous courtly dances for you on Kansas Public Radio. Benjamin Britten's courtly dances from his 1953 opera Gloriana, played by the London Symphony, led by Stuart Bedford, on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:19 now. Pieces for violin on the way, including, in just about 12 minutes from now, the BBC Philharmonic and their rendition of French composer Edouard Lalot's violin concerto on the way on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. From our updated forecast here on the KU campus, 75 degrees, breezy at times, winds gusting to 30 miles an hour under sunny skies. For tonight, it should be clear, a bit breezy and lows in the mid-40s, and looks like tomorrow sunny, breezy, and a high in the mid-60s. Onward now to some chamber music that Sergei Prokofiev wrote around 1920, originally a collection of five vocalises for the Ukrainian soprano Nina Koshets, later adapted for violin and piano, his five famous melodies, here with violinist Dmitry Sitkovetsky, along with pianist Pavel Gililov, on Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Prokofiev's five melodies for violin and piano, created in 1920. played by Dmitry Sitkovetsky, our violinist, and pianist Pavel Gilalov, here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:32 now, and at 3 p.m., we await All Things Considered from NPR News. And, of course, tonight at 7 p.m., more classical music, when Destiny joins you. If you happen to have the Monday blues, then don't worry, Destiny does as well. So the playlist tonight on KPR is all about the blues. Gershwin's Blue Monday and some very exciting dances, and the joyful Blue Bells of Scotland. Destiny has that and more tonight, from 7 to 8 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, on Kansas Public Radio. On the KU campus, 75 degrees at the moment, with northwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight should be clear in the skies, lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow's another breezy day, and slightly cooler, highs in the mid-60s. Temperatures get into the 30s for Tuesday evening. We have one more performance for you. Quite a big one from the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, and a French violin concerto. Music by composer Edouard Lalo, and something that he wrote for the great Spanish violin virtuoso Pablo de Sarasate in 1873, Lalo's violin concerto in F major. We've got the BBC Philharmonic and the violinist Olivier Charlier for you on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the violin concerto in F major, composed in 1873 by Edouard Lalo, played today by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, along with violinist Olivier Charlier. And with that, it's about a minute before three. All Things Considered from NPR News just ahead. Then, later tonight, at 7 p.m., Destiny has classical music for you, until 8 p.m., and from 8 to 9, Classics Live. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Monday afternoon. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow, and do keep it right here, as I say, All Things Considered, from NPR News, just ahead. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. 75 degrees here on the KU campus. The time is 3 o'clock.